So it's the saddest day of the year, and it's raining outside, which means God is crying, and he should be crying because today is Yom HaZikaron. And Yom HaZikaron, the Remembrance Day for the fallen soldiers and the victims of terror in Israel, always brings up so many feelings for me. Feelings of guilt, feelings of the pain that is so, it cuts my heart. And it's the day that I actually realize that being Jewish is not just some nice idea that we talk about of being one soul, but I actually feel it. It's the one day that even though I do not know a single person that has fallen, and may I never know a single soul that has fallen, I feel it so hard in my heart that it's quite evident that the Jewish people are one, and when other people are suffering, we feel the suffering too. Last year, I was in Nepal for Yom HaZikaron, and unlike this year, where I commemorated in Central up the road, I was surrounded by a room of 100 or so Israelis. Everyone was under 30. And each person in the room had personal stories of someone that had passed. And I don't know where I had the audacity to put up my hand and say, I want to speak too. It didn't make sense. I was just, anyone got to speak, and I was hurting. And I was stuttering, and my Hebrew was suffering. But all I remember from the speech is saying sorry and thank you on repeat. And at the end, I said, I'm so proud to be Jewish, and I'm so lucky to be part of this nation. And afterwards, so many people came up to me and said, Hannah, wow, like some guy wrote me like a full paragraph, a really, really long WhatsApp message, basically telling me, someone I never even met, they got my number and said how I shouldn't be sorry and how it was so emotional. This girl came up to me and she was like, why are you proud to be Jewish? And so many people asked me questions and they were so shook by my. I think when you, someone from outside, it taught me a lot of things. One, even though I still feel guilty, there is a perspective and a gratitude. Every person's life perspective is for a reason. There's a reason why I grew up in Sydney, and the reason why the perspective that I have exists, because it's of value. So I shouldn't shut myself down. But there is that guilt, and I'm not going to pretend like it just dissipated. There is this strong guilt that my friends didn't die, and even though I volunteered, I'm not saying I didn't haven't volunteered in my life, but to give of years of your life, I never gave my life to the point of sacrifice. And this past year, if you followed my life, I went on a 4-month trip, and I travel with people that really saw people die in front of them, and their best friend died. And the whole time, even though we were traveling, it really was a journey of trying to understand that feeling the Jewish people are one. And the feelings that we have on Yom HaZikaron are real because our soul is suffering. Our Jewish giant soul that we share, we are a neshama klalis. We are one giant soul, one general soul. And each one of us, because we are working together, when one person falls and their family is hurting and their friends are hurting, everyone is hurting. And today reminds me that I can't take Israel for granted. People, it's so interesting. Someone said to me, I would never go to the army. Why would I ever go to an army? No one cares about you, what you're fighting for, your government. Like, no one's fighting for the government. Everyone's fighting for the Jewish people. No one's fighting for Bibi Netanyahu. Why is everyone fighting? Why is everyone giving their lives? We're fighting for each other. That's what we're fighting for. And that's the power that we have. And that's why it doesn't matter who the prime minister is. No one's fighting for the prime minister. Everyone's fighting because this is our Jewish homeland and the safety and security of every single Jew everywhere in the world is impacted by the safety and security of Israel. And the Jewish people are one. The Jewish people, the Torah, and the nation are one. And because we are all one, when the blood of our brothers and sisters are drenched on the ground that we fight for, that is one with the souls that we carry, the pain is immeasurable. So on today, a very special day, two things. Hashem, we're upset at you. It's not fair. These young people will forever be young. And it's not fair. The greatest heroes, like the stories that I heard last night, I was like, I'm not even, this 20-year-old has, Hashem, you take the best ones. The pain is immeasurable. Hashem, it's your fault and you got to stop. And two, I feel immensely, immensely, immensely grateful to be a Jew because no other people have this. And as we go into Yom HaTzmaut tonight, let us remember that the reason why we live, and I realized something about the stickers on the wall, that all the stickers on the wall are only there to remind us, and they're always placed in places that we're living. Day-to-day life, the stickers are always found on the bus stops. The stickers are always found in places that, when you're traveling, in places that we live our day-to-day life, because the only reason why we live our lives is because of the fallen faces on the precious stickers on the wall. Yehi Zichrona Baruch. May their memories be a blessing.